Virginia Casino Project in Norfolk receives key approval. A significant, and long overdue, step forward for the long-awaited Virginia Casino Project in Norfolk occurred on September 23. The Norfolk Architectural Review Board, ARB, in favor of the design for the new casino resort along the Elizabeth River. The casino, a collaborative effort between the Pamunkey Indian Tribe and their new partner, Boyd Gaming, has been in development for several years. The ARB's approval is a crucial milestone in the project's progression, although the board imposed several conditions for further clarification regarding key aspects of the resort's impact on the surrounding environment and community. Key concerns raised by the ARB members centered on the casino's influence on pedestrian traffic, how the building materials would impact the area and the views of the river, and the resort's implications for the ongoing seawall initiative in the area. These issues must be addressed by the developers before the project can move forward to the next phase. The resort's location along the Elizabeth River is a critical point of interest for city planners and environmental stakeholders, as it ties into broader waterfront development and protection efforts. The proposed Norfolk Casino, if it receives full approval from the Virginia Lottery, which serves as the state's casino regulator, will be built on over 9 acres of city-owned land. The site currently functions as a parking lot for the nearby stadium. Norfolk already agreed to sell the property to the casino developers for $10.5 million, and the ARB's positive response, 6 in favor and 1 against, is considered a major breakthrough in the project's long-delayed journey toward becoming a reality. Overcoming challenges. The casino project has faced various hurdles since Norfolk voters initially approved it during the November 2020 election, almost 4 years ago. The project originally stemmed from the Pamunkey Indian Tribe's initial plans to build a tribal casino on sovereign land located approximately 60 miles north in King William County. That plan was sidelined when Virginia lawmakers passed legislation allowing commercial casinos in 5 designated cities, including Norfolk. The opportunity for a commercial casino in Norfolk led the city to partner with the Pamunkey Tribe, with the understanding that the tribe would abandon its plans for a tribal casino in King William County in favor of the commercial development in Norfolk. The agreement between Norfolk and the Pamunkey stipulates that any casino built on the designated land cost a minimum of $300 million to develop. However, Boyd Gaming, which recently joined the project as the Pamunkey's development partner, has suggested that the budget for the casino could significantly exceed that figure. Despite this indication, Boyd Gaming has not yet publicly disclosed a projected total cost for the development, leaving some questions about the final financial scope of the project. While the ARB's approval represents a major step forward, the casino project still faces further regulatory hurdles. In addition to addressing the ARB's conditions, the developers must secure approval from the Virginia Lottery before construction can begin. The lottery is responsible for regulating the state's casino industry, and its green light will be essential to moving forward with the project.